This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Yevamos Daf Tazayin. So the good news is that this week, Be'ez Hashem, we will be finishing the first parak of Yevamos. And actually, I want to speak out something this morning. We did reference it while we were learning it, but we did not fully delve into it. It's an Agadata Gemara. The Gemara is, let's start, it's Tezayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara here did not come out good, nor did the Tosfos, so hopefully you'll have it, the Gemara in front of you. This is the Gemara, the second wide line. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. This is because the Gemara in Tezayin Amud Aleph brought that when Rav Doisa ben Horkinos saw that his friend Elazar, that his friend Azariah had a son Elazar, he said about him the pasuk Nar Hoyisi Gamzo Kanti V'Loy Hoyisi Tzadik Ne'ezav. So the Gemara is darshening this pasuk Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. Pasuk Zeh Sar Ha'olam Amro. This pasuk was said by the minister of the world. Nar Hoyisi Gamzo Kanti. Man Amre, who said it? Ilei Mekut Shabrichu. If God, Mi'iko Zikna Kamei, is there old age before God? Ve'ela David Amre, Elamai David said it. Mi Kashish Kulehai. Did David ever get that old? We know that David passed away at 70. If it's not God and it's not David, then we have no alternative other than the Sar Ha'olam. Now, I don't know, well, maybe Avram Avinu, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, there have been a lot of, since God created the world until 2020, there have been a lot of people in this world. Why are the only options the Ribbono Shel Olam, David, and the Sar Ha'olam? Who anyway is the Sar Ha'olam? So I want to share with you an interesting topic. The pasuk says in Mishpatim, "Hinei Anochi Shelech Malach Lefanecha." God says, "I'm going to send an angel before you, Lishmarcha Badarach, to guard you on the way, Blaviyachal Amakam Shachinoisi, and to bring you to the place that I designated." He Shamer Mi Panav. Be careful before him, Mishma Bekoiloi. Al Tamer Boy. Do not rebel against him. Ki Lo Yisal Fishachem. He will not bear your sin. Ki Shemi Bekir Boy, because my name is within him. So God is saying, He's going to send an angel. And you better listen to him, don't rebel, because he is not tolerant like I am, because my name is in him. Says Rashi, who is this angel? He shemi bekerbai, mechubar l'reish hamikra. This is connected to the beginning of the pasuk, ki shamar mipanav, ki shemi meshutaf bai. My name is joined with him. Rabbi Seinu Amru, zem matachrein. Which angel is this? Matachrein. Sheshmoi b'shem rabbi. His name is the same name as his Rebbe. Meaning Matachon has the same name as God. Matachon b'gematria shakai. Matachon is gematria 314. How's that? Matat is 49. Tes, 58. 258. 264. 314. Very interesting. So the name of the Malach is Malach Matachon. Comes Rabbeinu B'chaye, I'll read it to you. Hinei Anoich V'Alderach HaKabbalah, the Kabbalistic pshat in this pasuk. Hinei Anoich Shalech Malach Vanech L'Shmarcha. HaMalach Hazeh Eino Min HaNefradim HaChoytim. This Malach is not considered one of the Nefradim who are sinners. Shekasav Bohem U'V'Malachav Yasim Tehillah. Even in his angels, he finds frivolity. I think this is a pasuk that we're going to reference in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening, right? Hein b'kdoishav lo yamin v'malachav yasim tehila. I think this is part of the nosach. V'haschala isa mima shesas shesh mima shatolu akoich ba'atzman be'inyan sedoim. Now, where did angels get a capacity to sin when they attributed their own power to themselves? When they came to Sodom and they said, "Ki mashchisim anachnu, we'll destroy the city." Avol humen hanatiyos. This malach is not from the nifradim; it's from the natiyos. whatever this means. V'zeu shador shabemeder tanchuma ki lo yisa lepishachem. This is what the drasha, he will not bear your sin. He's the kind of angel that doesn't sin. He is the Malach Matachron Sar HaPnim, the interior minister. I guess that's what his name is. Ulekach Omer Lishmor Chabadorach. Ki Targum Mishmeres Matras. Interesting. It says he's going to guard you. The Targum of Mishmeres is Matras, which is Matachron V'umidas Adin. Very interesting. Just as an aside, I had no intention of bringing this up, but I completely forgot about it with all honesty. But the Tana of Meir Balanes happens to be the Gogol of the Malach Matachrein. The Ayin, in one of the, I think it's Perek Gimel, Perek Dalet, hopefully the Sefer is coming soon. Now, let's get a little bit more information about Matachrein, because as we're going to see, Tosfos on our page has a different take on this. V'yal Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem. By Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem said to Moshe, come up to me, Ata v'Aharoi Noda v'Aviyu v'Shivim Yizikne Yisov v'Shtachavise Meirachak. By the way, this past year we gave a shir on the significance of number 74, which comes from this pasuk. Moshe Aharoi Noda v'Aviyu Shivim Yizikne Yisrael. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says like this, Omar Ahu Mina L'Rav Idis. An Apikoros said to Rav Idis, Ksiv Yal Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem. This is the Torah talking about. Talking. To Moshe, he said, come up to God. It's Alei Elai Mi Boile. Shouldn't the Pasuk say, come to me? God is talking. You should say, Yal Moshe Omar Alei Elai. Why Alei El Hashem? Amar Lei. So Rav Idya said, because this pasuk is not God talking, it's Matachron talking. Amar lei zeo Matachron, sheshmoi kishem rabbi, dechsiv kishmi bekirbai. So the question is, if the pasuk was said by Matachron, why don't we worship him? Ihachi niflachule, why don't we pray to Matachron? No, ksiv al tamer bai, al timi renubo, don't exchange God for him. Says the Gemara, Imkein lo yisa lefishachem, lamali. So why does it have to say he won't bear your sin? Says the Gemara, Amar le, he menusa biyadan. The faithfulness is in our hands, da afilu bifarvanka nami loy kabelne. We don't want anything from him. We don't want anything from him. Okay, we'll have to see what this all means. We have another interesting, mysterious figure in the Tanakh. We all know Adam, Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron. But there's another interesting personality. Vayishalech Chanoich Esalikim. Chanoich walked with God, ve'inenu, and then he was gone. Ki lokach Esalikim. God took him away. Says Rashi, Vayishalech Chanoich, Tzadikaya, he was righteous. V'kal, B'daito Eloshev Olarshia. He was easily persuaded. There are a lot of good people, but sometimes they get persuaded and they get carried away with bad people. A person has to be very careful who their friends are, because there are people in this world who they look like they're trying to do good, but the Yetzer Hara has them so in control that they are headed straight for the Tehaim, and they could take good people with them. So Chanoich was a good guy. However, he was easily persuaded. Lefikach, Mi'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Silkai. Therefore, God hastened and removed him. V'Hemitzu Kodem Zmanoi. V'zehu Sheshina HaKosav V'Misasai Lichtoi V'Einenu V'Oilom L'Malo Shnoisav. This is a very unusual expression. V'Einenu. He was gone. Poof, he disappeared. What do you mean disappeared? Why doesn't it say he died? The answer is because God took him suddenly. Ki lo kachoisai Lifnei Zmanoi. K'moi Hinini Loikeach Mimcha Lakachos is implication of early death. But we don't know what happened to Chanoich. In other words, what came of Chanoich? Who did he be? You know, in other words, God took him. Yeah, and then what? Where did he go? Now what does he do? He sells used cars? Like, what does Chanoich do now? Where did God take him? So the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says an amazing thing. Upalach Chanoich bekushta kadam Hashem. Chanoich served honestly before God. V'halei said, but he was gone. Im dairei ara. He left the residence of the world. Arum isnagid. The salik l'rkia, because he went up to the sky. B'meimar kadam Hashem. Ukema shemei matatron safra rabba. He became the Malach Matatron, the great scribe. By the way, we know in throughout Shas, what did Rav Meir do for a living? He was a soifer. Why? He's the Gilgal of Matatron, the Safra Rabba, who writes the Zuchusim of Klal Yisrael. So basically what we're learning now is Matatron is a powerful Malach. He has the same name of God. And he's given license, so to speak, to communicate with Moshe. And who was he originally? He was Chanoich. So according to Targum Yonas ben Uziel, Chanoich became the Malach Matatron. We come to our Gemara in Yevamos, and our Gemara in Yevamos says that the pasuk Nar Hayisi Gam Zakanti V'loi Roisi Tag Nezav was said by Sar HaPnim, the interior minister. So we want to do Tosfos, and we want to do the opinion of the Shlach. Okay, so Tosfos says it did not come out good here. Let's look at it in your Gemara, please. Pasuk ze sar ha'olam amru. This pasuk was said by the officer of the world. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has the following kasha. The osa ha'payet, the python made, hasar mishores. By the way, this is from the Yoitzrois of Simchas Torah. For all of you who daven in shul that they say Yoitzrois in Simchas Torah, so they say, Hasar min hamishares, the officer that serves. Nar nikra is called a nar. Matatroin hanichbad v'hanoira. So who's the sar and who's the nar? Matatroin, alma matatroin, who's sar ha'olam, shenikra nar. It calls matatroin a sar, and it calls him a nar. And our Gemara says the sar and the nar was said by the nar ha'isi was said by the sar ha'olam. So it must have been matatroin. However, Uva Piyad Acher, in another Piyad, Yasad, they founded the following text, Toikef Matatroin, the strength of Matatroin, Sar Hanepach La'esh Mibasar, was the officer that turned to fire from flesh. So who is Matatroin? He was a human being who turned into an angel from flesh, Mashma de Chanoichu Matatroin. That implies Chanoichu is Matatroin. So you say, okay, good. So maybe Chanoich was Matatroin, who was the Sar Ha'olam. No. V'i'ev Shershia Chanoich Sar Ha'olam. Chanoich cannot have been the Sar Ha'olam. Because the Gemara in Chulin says, the Parak Elu Trefois, Amar, the B'sheishas Yimei Bereishas, in Parak Elu Trefois, it says, then the 6 days of creation, Pasach Sar Ha'olam, the Sar Ha'olam, opened in the following song. The Amar, and he said, Yismach Hashem b'masav. So we're saying that Chanoich is the Sar Ha'olam. Excuse me. The Piyot says, Chanoich is Matatroin. And we cannot say Chanoich was the Sar Ha'olam, because the Sar Ha'olam sang Yismach Hashem B'masav, and Chanoich was not B'masav Bereishis. Chanoich wasn't around when the world was created. Chanoich was like in between Adam and Noach. Now Marv Ravoy says something very interesting here. So let's get Tosis' Kasha straight. Tosis' Kasha is, one piyot says the Sar HaMashares is a Nar Metatroin. So that implies the Sar Ha'olam is Metatroin. And we know Matatron is Chanoich. And Chanoich cannot be the Sar Ha'olam. So it's a stira in the piyutim. The first piyut is mashma, that Matatron is the Sar Ha'olam. How is it mashma that way? Because it calls matatrain the nar, and it calls him the sar. He must be the sar o'ilam. And yet, matatrain is chanoich, and chanoich cannot be the sar o'ilam. So Tosis answers as follows. V'yesh lo'imer de matatrain ein za sar o'ilam. Matatrain is not the sar o'ilam. He's a different person. There's one malach matatrain, and another malach, the sar o'ilam. These are two different jobs. Why is matatrain called a nar? I thought the Sar HaOilam is called Anar. And if Matatran is not the Sar HaOilam, why is Matatran called Anar? V'ha d'nikra nar, lo mishum d'chsev nar ha-yisi. The reason why he's called Anar is not because he said nar ha-yisi. Because nar ha-yisi was said by the Sar HaOilam. And Matatran is not the Sar HaOilam. You know why he's called Nar? Ela nar shekein ha-yishma. His name was Nar. Not because he said the pasuk nar ha-yisi gam zakanti. His name was Nar. If you look in the psikta, he had eight names, and it says one of his names was Nar. So it's not that he's called Nar because he said Nar Isigam Zakanti, that was his name. And furthermore, it's not just such a stira, because it could be that the piyutim argue, because anyway, their midrash is chalukos. You could say Matachon was the Sar HaOilam, and that's one opinion. And that's why he's called an Aaron. There's another opinion, Matachon was a Chanoich, and he wasn't the Sar HaOilam. Because anyway, there's a machlokes, what happened to Chanoich? The Bereishis Rabbah, Yeshoimrim, the Chanoich Meis. In Bereishis Rabbah, we find an opinion that some say Chanoich died, Kidim Etagaminon, Kilak Achaisai. Hamas, Yasei, he killed him. And in the beginning of Masechta Derech Eretz, it's Mashma, he entered Gan Eden alive. So what happened to him? Did he live? Did he die? Or did he enter Gan Eden alive? So Tosis is of the opinion that Chanoich, he might be Matatrain, but Matatrain is not the Sar HaOilam. And even if Matatrain is the Sar HaOilam, it's Agudois Chalukais. And I believe the Shla disagrees with Tosis, and the Shla says Matatron is a Sar HaOilam and Matatron is Chanoich. How do you reconcile them? We're about to see. I apologize, the scan did not come out there. Let's start with the comment of the Ruach Chaim. We know that in Chumash we have two great people, Avraham and Moshe, and both of their names are doubled. Try to make it a little bigger. Both of their names appear twice. By the Akedah, Avraham, Avraham, and Moshe by the snare, Moshe, Moshe. And what's the difference between Avraham, Avraham, and Moshe, Moshe? The Zohar says, by Avraham, there's a psik between the two Avrahams, by Moshe, there's no psik. The Ruach Chaim says, the Rav Chaim Lashon, V'zeh inyan b'kfilas Hashem, it's Avraham, Avraham. Harishon moira al etzem ha-nefesh, shor shoy ha-elyon, shesham Iker Mother Hanashama Rak Mishtal Shel Mimena Miksasa Begot Marvara Boisai. This is an idea we've mentioned many times over the years. Every person has two parts. You have the source of your neshama and you have the bottom of your neshama. If I were to ask you right now, where is your neshama? The correct answer should be point upward. 99.99% of your soul is up in the Shemayim right now. It's under the Kisei HaKavod. And it trickles down, 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 down until this world. Until the bottom most part of your soul is rest in your body. Your body to your soul is like a shoe to the body. Nobody lives in their shoe. Except for the little old lady, nobody lives in their shoe. Only the bottom part of your body lives in the shoe. If nobody, you never came into shul and you saw a shoe hopping into the shul, 6 feet tall, and the guy unzippers it and he pops out of his shoe. Most people, their shoe goes up to their ankle, maybe a little bit higher if they have a nice boot and you live in Dallas, Texas. But otherwise, the shoe is only housing the bottom part of your foot. The body only houses the bottom part of your soul. I never saw this anywhere, but I would like to think this is the pshat. V'al nishmoisenu hapakutois la, and on our soul that is deposited by you. Doesn't mean at night our soul is deposited by God. It means always our soul is in deposit by God. It happens to be he gives us a little bit, and the mishtal shel mimena miksas of the guf, ki haguf hu rak kamay nal lahanashama. Uchamay hanal ino malubash rak le tse ha'achrin shel haguf. Just like a shoe only houses the bottom part of the body, hein haguf ino malubash rak le tse ha'tachrin shel neshama. So too, the body only houses the bottom part of the soul. The nal nikra haguf b'china soif haraglayim shel neshama. The body is called the guf in the dimension of the end of the feet of the soul. This is the meaning of shal na'alecha me'al raglecha. Why at a holy spot do we take off our shoes? It's an allegory. Remove yourself from the influence of your body. Take off your body. Don't be influenced. Now you're in the mikdash. Be in touch only with your soul. The ayin bezoyar parshas chukas. The Avraham hasheni mayrag tzeat tachton shal neshama. The first Avraham is the upper Avraham. The second Avraham is the lower Avraham. That's why there's a psik. Avraham Avinu, even though as great as he was, there was a separation between the supernal Avraham and the lower Avraham. Moshe Rabbeinu had purified his guf so perfectly that there was no hefsik whatsoever between the upper Moshe and the lower Moshe. Hence, Moshe without a psik. Okay, bear that in mind. Now we come to the amazing Shla. I heard the Shla from Rav Noach Isaac Obam 15 years ago. Noida. Ki matatroin sara oilam sh'olav nemar zat narayisi gamzakanti. Matatroin is the officer of the world about whom it says narayisi gamzakanti. V'amur Rabbi Seinu, the Gemara says in Yevamas, pasuk zat sara oilam amur. Vehu nar hamishores, he is the nar hamishores referenced in the piyut. Kamoisha kasuv hamikubalim as the mikubalim write, and the mikubalim also write he is chanoich. V'noagus v'nasnu simin l'darman, they give a simin chanoich lanar al pi darkoi. Chanoich is the nar. You know, chanoich lanar pi darkai. You know, if you have a kid who's an energetic kid, so you have to teach them when they're running around. I have a son. He's very smart, but he processes information by running around the table. So you got to teach him as he's running. Baruch Hashem, now he's not running anymore. But when he was younger, he had to run. You know, he's on the move. So chanoich lanar pi darkai. You have to be able to slide with people's tendencies. Umashe hukshu atoisvis al hoda amru sara oilam b'shas habriya. I toisvis asks, how could chanoich be matatroin, but the sar ha'oilam sang shira at the time of the bria? The chanoich is man orich achar bria. Chanoich was well after the bria. V'al kein dochku loymar. So toisvis was forced to say she midrashas chalukos, that it's a dispute, meaning chanoich cannot be matatroin. Because if you're going to say Matatron is a Sar HaOilam, the Sar HaOilam was around when the world was created. But says the Shla, Aval Lefi HaEmes, Kushyasam Eina Kusha, Lahavon Misoid Hashem. Those who know the secrets of God will not be bothered by Tosfos Kasha. Now we don't know the secrets of God, but we do have the Shla. And once the Shla is printed with Nekudais, so this is an approach to answer Tosfos Kasha. He said, Bevadai Sar HaOilam Hume Es Habriya. Avada, the Sar HaOilam was around from the time of creation. V'hu matatroi nikru b'shem zeh. And his name was matatron kihu ashoimer b'tzayin Hashem Yisbach, because he's a guarding with the will of God. U'matara hu targum shol shoimer. The translation of matatron is the shoimer k'may sh'arich l'am kubalim. V'inyin chanoich hu shenasa matroini v'nestalik. This is very interesting. We said Avraham, Avraham. There are two Avrahams. There's the upper Avraham and the lower Avraham. And there's the upper Moshe and the lower Moshe. And the lower part of a person is called the shoe. So Avada b'sar ha'olam always existed, the upper sar ha'olam. So what does it mean that Chanoich became Matatroin? He was the lower part of Matatroin. That's called the Minol. That's the secret of Matatroin v'sandalfoin. That is the secret of Minol V'Sandal. There's a figure, Matatrin, and there's a figure, Sandalfoin. And Sandalfoin is basically the lower chelek of Matatrin. And the lower chelek of Matatrin became Chanoich. So Chanoich was not around when the world was created, and he was not, and the Sar HaOlam was. But the lower part of the Sar HaOlam, later somehow, Chanoich morphed into that. And about Minol and Sandal, it's referenced Mayafu Pa'amayach Bana Olam, which we had in Chagiga. This is the secret of what Chazal says. Anybody know what did Chanoich do for a living? He sewed stitches of the shoe. He was a shoemaker. What is the secret of that? Vizel soid Sha'amr B'medrash. This is the secret of that which the Medrash says. Chanoich Toifer Minolim Haya. The Chanoich stitched shoes. The Dover Ze Perashti B'makoim Acher Baruka. This is something that I explained elsewhere at great length. So this was always interesting to me, that something which Tosfos took for granted, as the Midrashim have to argue that you cannot say that Matatrin is Chanoich. And the reason Tosfos says you can't say that, in other words, Tosfos had a stira. One piyud is mashma that the Sar HaOlam is Matatrin, and he's called the Nar, and elsewhere he's called Chanoich. So Tosfos was forced to say Matatrin was not the Sar HaOlam. And the reason why he's called a Nar is because that was his name. Or it's just a machloikis, because Chanoich and Matatrin being the same person doesn't work out. And the Shla has a way to say all the piyutim and all the midrashim work out based on the Zayar, that there's an upper chelek and a lower chelek. Now what this means exactly, I'm just telling you the words. But to me it was very interesting that Tosfos did not have a way to reconcile the various sugyos, and this is an interesting phenomenon, and that is because Tosfos did not have the Zayar HaKadosh. There is a tshuva in the Avnei Nezer, where actually, you know what? It's a sugya in Yevamos. Maybe there's a Hashem when we get there. I think I'm Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis actually. There's a sugya there about a ger. What is needed for geros? Mila, tvila, and Rashi and Tosfos both learn one way, and Avnei Nezer says they learn that way because they didn't have the Zayar. Had they had the Zayar, they would have been able to reconcile the Gemara simply. Okay, Rabbi Isai, something a little different today. Tomorrow night, Bezus Hashem, we'll try to finish the first parak. And if you know anybody who might want to join the Daf HaShavua, you know, for the beginning of the second parak, it's a good time to join. Also, if anybody wants, if you go on the Daf HaShavua website, they have Bechinois. So you could actually print it out with the answers. So, you know, you could sort of take a guess without writing the answer, and then look at the answer, and then write the right answer if you want, you know? And then give yourself 100 even. But, anyway, Rabbi Yisrael, have a good day, Kol Tov, and we'll be in touch. Goyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.